All right, another rough week in the books here. We did better than the first week, but still not that great. A lot of it had to do with two of the games I chose. The starting quarterbacks went down, and that kind of threw all bets out the window there. I had Pittsburgh last week, and I had the Saints last week. So with the Drew Brees and Roethlisberger injury, that really hurt. The teaser I placed did win, so got that. Other than that, I believe I was 3-4. Yeah, 3-4, I believe. So we're getting into it. It's still early, still feeling these teams out. And one thing that I like and I will trend this week is the Kansas City Chiefs. It's 2 weeks in a row that they've done right by me. So, let's get into this week's picks here. We will do a three-team parlay this week. First game, right off the bat, Kansas City. Should be a good game. We got Baltimore in Kansas City. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. We'll see how this ends up. Kansas City's losing 6.5 points on the spread, and I am doing this week's bets early because I think that line might start going up, and to get Kansas City below a touchdown, I think that's huge because I think they're winning by a touchdown. So next game here, we got Cincinnati at the surprising Buffalo Bills. Yes, and the Bills are losing 6 points. I like the Bills, and they're going to be their homecoming game. They're going to be jacked up here. They're 2-0. I know they only beat the Jets and the Giants. Yeah, not that great. But this is their chance to show people how good they are, and they're playing a lowly Cincinnati team. So I see them winning by more than a touchdown. So losing 6 points, I got the Bills. Last game in this three-team parlay, I'm taking Atlanta at Indianapolis. Atlanta getting 3 points. Now, I'm not really sure what Atlanta is after seeing their first 2 weeks, but they can be a good football team. That offense is awesome. You got Matt Ryan. Julio Jones is just a monster. That game-winning screen pass that he caught and ran for a touchdown was incredible. And you got Calvin Ridley there, too. Don't forget about the running back, Devontae Freeman. So Atlanta getting 3 points at Indianapolis. They're playing indoors. I think I'll take Atlanta getting points. I think they're going to win this game. So give me the points on that. That's the three-team parlay I did. I'm also putting stray wagers down on all those games as well. Also this week, what I did was I added two more teams onto my three-team parlay and made a five-team parlay. And then I also did a five-team teaser with those teams. So the first three games that I just, in my three-team parlay, are the same. Added on to that, I like Houston at the Chargers. Houston's getting 3.5 points. Chargers did not look good last week, and I don't think they're really gelling that good yet. So I like Houston. I think they'll win this game. And if they lose, it should be a close game anyway. So give me 3.5 with Houston at the Chargers. Next game, Denver at Green Bay. Green Bay looks pretty good here, but I still don't really know what to make of them. And Denver is the same way. Both these teams look pretty good. They have the veteran quarterbacks. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers is much better than Flacco. But Flacco's got some talent around him at running back and wide receiver. That's a lot of points for Denver. And I'm going to take the 7.5 with Denver. I think they're going to keep it close. So the five games here, I got Kansas City -6.5 at Baltimore. Baltimore at Kansas City, Kansas City -6.5. Cincinnati at Buffalo, I'm taking Buffalo -6. Atlanta at Indy, I'm taking Atlanta +3. Houston at LA Chargers. I'm taking Houston plus 3.5. Denver at Green Bay. I'm taking Denver plus 7.5. So my 6-point parlay now is Kansas City minus 0.5. Buffalo becomes a pick'em game. My Atlanta game now is Atlanta plus 9 at Indy. Houston plus 9.5 at the Chargers. And Denver plus 13.5 at Green Bay. That one worries me a little bit. Green Bay could end up blowing Denver out. But we'll see. I'm hoping that Denver D keeps it close. Green Bay's D looks pretty good too. So hoping for a defensive low scoring game there. So that 13.5 points in that teaser is going to do me well. So week 3, just getting into it, getting the feel of these NFL teams. We're really going to see how they do. So there you go. That's my week 3 picks, everyone. And for those that listen to this, I thank you very much. And even if you want to just take my picks and do the opposite, that's fine with me. No matter if I can just help in any way, that's all that matters to me, guys. All right? So good luck in week 3, and I will talk to you guys next week.